Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, that's why hope, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So hope is integrally related to faith. Right? So we're saved by hope, because without hope you don't have faith. Hope is the thing expected. Like Abraham believes God. That was faith. But the faith was the evidence of the hoped for thing. Meaning he believed what? He believed he was going to be the father of many nations. That's something he didn't see yet. Right? So he was hoping for it. He was waiting for it. You know, once he receives it, you don't hope for it. You know, like, I don't... This is the thing. Like, I don't, like, say, well, I hope someday I can get delivered from alcohol. Because I've already been... I already see that. I've already been delivered from that. I don't have hope in that. I have faith that it's going to... God isn't going to relinquish his hold on me. And meaning I'm not going to go back to that. That, I also... I have hope in that. Because I can't see that yet. I can't live my entire life and see, oh, my entire life, down to the last day, I didn't drink it anymore. Or I didn't look at porn anymore. Or I didn't do pot anymore. Or I didn't any number of things. Or I did do all the good things. Because I always like to remind myself that sin is not just avoidance of a bunch of negative things that I shouldn't do, but it is also the doing of the things that God wants me to do. So, hope is something looking ahead, and it is part and parcel with faith, where the things we are looking forward to, right? So that is an integral part of salvation. So we hope for that which we see not, and we do with patience wait for it. That is, you know, let's say, I just don't see myself righteous. Well, I know. Hope for it. And with patience, wait for it. Hope means, oh gosh, oh, I hope it happens. I mean, we in English have kind of taken hope into a different category of word. But in the Greek, the hope meant expectation, anticipation, usually with pleasure. It means like pleasurable anticipation. Like, it's more like... something that you know, like, let's say your wedding day is coming up, and I hope it gets here soon. I hope it gets here soon is almost again like a wish, but more like, you know, the day of your wedding. When we say I hope my wedding goes well, that's just a wish, but it's like I hope I will be married on the day I intend to be married. See, in English, that still sounds like a wish, but in Greek, it really means I expect. I am joyfully anticipating the day of my marriage. I am joyfully anticipating the day when I will be able to look back and say, I have not sinned in so long a time. That's the hope of Scripture. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Groanings is, in Greek, stenagmos, which means a sigh. And aletos is unutterable. It's only the only place where this word, which cannot be uttered, is a single word. It means an inutterable sigh. It is like, it is the expression of hopes and desires in the Spirit, which cannot be put into words. And I've definitely had prayer like this, where really, you don't even know what to pray for, right? We don't even really know. Infirmities, it means weaknesses, feebleness. The Spirit helps our weaknesses. And that we don't even really know what we should pray for ourselves in particular a lot of times. Like, let's say, you know, there was a time when I didn't know what I needed. I didn't even know what I was supposed to hope for. But God reached down and made intercession on my behalf. and the Spirit of God in me, praying for me, by an in an expression of desire and hope that I could not intellectually put into words. And though this is not, I would not say this is like a direct reference to the use of tongues in prayer. Tongues would fall into this category, though. Meaning, this is like something that would be, you know, under this category, we would have things like tongues, but it could be things even less than tongues, as far as less intellectual, less involving any thought at all. I mean, just completely Spirit-led. And, well, I mean, it definitely includes tongues, because that's something that's the Spirit praying through you, and you are not, my Spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. You don't have any understanding, so there's no real... But this is almost like unutterable. See, tongues is sort of an utterance. It is words. It is things. But it is also the Spirit making intercession. So, you know, there's one, you know, six of one, half dozen of another. The idea here is more about the Spirit helping us. Because he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Because why? I'm going to write something down. 27. Okay. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Spirit within you, God's Spirit, knows the mind of the Spirit. And, you know, God that searcheth the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, what the Spirit wants to do. And because the Spirit makes intercession with God for the saints according to God's will. Verse 28. You know, the saying is the Holy Ghost within you. It's interesting that, you know, the Holy Ghost... Christ intercedes on our behalf with God. Well, the Holy Ghost also is like the Spirit of His Son. Or in another place he says, you know,